AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. Strike averted as Chrysler, Fiat, and the UAW reach a tentative contract deal. It's the second tentative agreement reached by the automaker and union. AP correspondent Deanne Durbin reports workers rejected last week's deal.
Workers said that it didn't go far enough. They were looking for more promises for work at their plants. They were looking for a faster end to a two-tier wage structure, cost of living increases and pay raises.
Details of this agreement have not yet been released. Local union leaders will vote on it this Friday at a meeting in Detroit. Volkswagen of America CEO Michael Horn will spend his day in a congressional hot seat. He'll be answering a House panel's questions on VW diesel cars rigged to cheat emissions tests. He's expected to tell Congress he only learned about the cheating software over the past few weeks. A week after a mass shooting at an Oregon community college, Senate Democrats are preparing another legislative push to curb guns. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Campaigning in Iowa, Hillary Rodham Clinton reminded voters what is happening.
Every single day in America, between 88 and 92 people are killed by guns.
But GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush told another group of Iowa voters,
nothing that has been proposed in Washington would have changed anything.
Republicans controlling Congress have shown scant interest in restricting guns, and this latest Democratic effort has little chance of success, but the Democratic drive could keep the issue alive during next year's elections. Ross Simpson, Washington.
The head of Doctors Without Borders is renewing her call for the U.S. government to allow an independent investigation of a deadly airstrike at the group's hospital in Kunduz. President Obama apologized Wednesday for the attack that killed 22, saying the U.S. would examine its military procedures. This is AP Radio News. Could your team be heading for Los Angeles? NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he expects some owners to vote on franchise relocations.
The St. Louis Rams, Oakland Raiders, and San Diego Chargers all have designs on moving to L.A. Commissioner Goodell says owners are mindful of what's at stake.
They expressed, obviously, a great deal of concern for the communities where these teams are playing now, wanting to continue to be there and be successful long term, but also recognizing that we need to find long-term solutions here.
The Rams are proposing a stadium in Inglewood, while the Raiders and Chargers have one planned for Carson. Owners could vote in January. I'm Julie Walker.
A Chinese immigrant who butchered five relatives with a meat cleaver has pleaded guilty to murder and manslaughter charges. A New York judge sentenced Ming Dong Chen to 125 years in prison. Prosecutors say he killed his cousin's wife and kids because he was jealous over the success of other immigrants. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.